Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Radio live.
Okay. I'm missing a lineup, but it's okay. I'll keep it moving. 917-893-9926. Hump Day Wednesday. What's popping, everybody? Tonight is we're keeping the Relationship Wednesday topic going. We are asking, is sex deprivation fair in a marriage? Hey, this spins off of an extension of a conversation last Wednesday we had. Should a woman ask a man for their hand in marriage? During that conversation last week, we talked about a couple who was experiencing deprivation in their marriage And so we have a couple of specific questions tonight regarding sex deprivation. I'm not married, so I really can't speak to it, but I'm interested to hear what married people have to say. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. You've heard the voice already. Charlotte brings us Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Shalom. What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
What up?
The DMV brings up that dude, Save James. Welcome to the show.
It was good. Just for the record, though, I'm not from the DMV. I just left my flag out here temporarily. Right. Nothing against it, but I have hometown pride.
Itty bitty, Plant Simply brings us the hot chop tonight. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, party people, and I as well, as much as I rock around Itty Bitty Plant City. VA is my home. Y'all know that. And shout out to all my Virginia heads that are stuck under 8 or 9 inches of snow right now. Bundle up, baby.
Who you up, B?
We're being technical. Three of us are from the same area, and this other one, outcast over there, in New York.
Whatever, son.
VA got it locked down right now. So
you can have a lockdown. I don't care. I'll be there. Hey, the cheese stands alone, right? That's how
I know, right?
I could be. I don't mind being different.
Saying,
we
have extensive roots. We do have extensive roots. You know, TM has New York roots as well as I, you know, but VA is my home. All day, every day, always will be.
He's the only one married. I don't get that, though.
Yeah, that is. He's alone there. So
you know, the education system was a little more advanced up in New York, you know, versus other places I've been.
Whatever.
I mean, you do the math. I'm just saying you do the math.
Yo.
It's not that marriage is not my ultimate goal.
I married 15. That is not my fault, yo.
No, marriage is the ultimate goal. I just haven't made it to that goal yet. I might be on my way, but I haven't made it there yet.
New York makes better products.
Whatever.
Well, if you're just joining us, what we're talking about here is, sex deprivation fair in a marriage? And being that Save is the only married person on the panel, I would like you to start out with the, because we kind of touched on it last Wednesday when we were talking about your friend. Like, so have you ever experienced sex deprivation in your marriage? If you don't mind sharing, you know.
It's all good. I mean, I'm proud to say that that's not even a conversation in our household, you know. Okay. And it's good to know that, because like these things like this, you need to know going in. And I think that's where the compromise comes. Because I think Coop made the point last week when the topic came up, or was it Monday perhaps, when the topic came up, that maybe the person really wasn't their thing. And they did it just to, you know, as the bait. And then once they got what they wanted, you know, they went back to their normal condition.
Right.
So, I mean, that could be the case. I mean, the way I was raised is that when your partner not doing nothing with you, they doing it with somebody else. Now, I'm not trying to throw that shade in that direction, but, you know, that's normally the end result. Some people may have their quirks with them, I don't know. But as far as I digress, bottom line is I've never experienced that. And I don't believe that it is a fair, I would say, weapon of war, whatever kind of warfare may be going on, whether it's mental, physical, whatever the case may be, financial, whatever it may be, a vice that you want to, I don't think that that's fair. And only because, you know, understanding the male creature, how we're wired, you know, it's just a fact of a reality that men, this is my opinion, I may not be able to factually back it up, but in experience that shows that men are more physical creatures than perhaps a woman would be when it comes to a long-term relationship or any kind of relationship. in that matter, right, when it comes to intimacy. We'd rather be physical than emotional. And sometimes the balance could swing heavily in favor of emotion when you break down a woman versus the physical side. So, you know, that's always going to be an argument that's up for debate. But at the end of the day, the men tend to be more physical creatures, and I think that's just, you know, completely out of line and out of pocket. That's we signed a contract. We are contractually binded. You know, bump the vows or whatever like that. Through this county of this state, in this city, where we signed these papers in court before we either had a marriage or this is as far as that the celebration went, we're contractually binded for better for worse. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I had a bad day. Make it better. Please, help me.
Right.
So it's like,
now, Dig, this is where the actual topic came from. I was having a conversation with someone, and we were discussing, he was listening to the show, and he heard, you know, us talking about your friend, Fabe, and he made the comment that he felt as though that was grounds to go to the judge in a marriage. Like, you know, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be getting. You know, I need to find out what my rights are as a married man. And we mm-hmm. posed the question to each other of more so, is it considered, you know, rape in a marriage if you're married and, you know, you just take it. Yeah, either
right.
men or women. Now, it's not logical. We both agreed for a woman to take it from a man, but, you know, I guess it could work both ways. So that's kind of where this topic arose from. Like, you know, sex deprivation, like, you know.
It is possible for a woman to take it now.
Right.
A woman, you know, Bertha will take it from Pee-wee now.
Not hey. Bertha.
Let me tell you. Hey. Damn it.
Bertha.
Don't get too close.
So
don't get...
do you think it would be considered rape if you're married? Or is that something that state to state, like, you know?
Let's pause and come back.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
No, I just didn't know it's not. That's all.
Hey, the ruler has returned. Stop. Lies. The ruler. Let me be your ruler. You can call me queen. We are caught up in your love affair. Let me be your ruler.
I like that.
I've never seen a diamond in flame.
I like that.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my day. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every time that gold teeth break, I'm dripping in the bathroom. Same ball gown, trapped in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach. Diamonds on your timepiece, Jeffrey's Island, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. Our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every time that gold teeth breaks, I'm tripping in the bathroom, rusted ball gown, trapped in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach. Diamonds on your timepiece, Jeffrey's
crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your
that the ruler breaks through and it's true.
Radio Live. It is 9:17 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:17 p.m. on the West Coast, and as Madam CeeLo Boston says, everywhere in the middle, you got to figure it out. We are TM Hyman Radio Live, that team, that network. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General TM, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our topic tonight is of Relationship Wednesday and Hump Day Wednesday, sex, starved, sex deprivation. Our question is a sad one, yes, in some cases. Is it considered rape when you're married and your partner doesn't want to give you any, but you take it anyway? That was the question that
they posed. You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act em. Lay her down and smack em, yak em. Cold got to be.
Oh,
you know,
shit. It was the question that was posed out of the conversation that we had last week. So I wanted to ask the TM Hyman Radio family what they thought. Well, let's start with the only married man on the panel. Say, what do you think?
Would I consider rape?
Yeah.
If
she took it from you and you didn't want to do it, would you feel violated?
Oh, no. I mean, I may start something with that. That may have to be an every Tuesday and Thursday thing that we incorporate.
You cut that out.
You're going to role play with her taking it from you?
Hey, man, you know, I sometimes I come in late at night. You know, want to be an unsuspecting victim every so often. Some predator that's been watching me
the unsuspecting
for months
victim.
Come from the gym.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Waiting for the
okay.
opportunity. You know, I mean, hey, you never know where it could, you never know where it could take the relationship. I'm open. That's all I'm saying. But I mean, if she, him taking it from her, I mean, of course, that's always going to be the negative connotation that surrounds it. There's no escaping that because that's always the situation that wants to be avoided. You know, that is a very vile act, not taking away from, you know, those that may have suffered from that, know somebody that suffered from that, my heart goes out to you. But in the event that you've been married and in a monotonous relationship with this person for a certain stretch of years, not including the marriage, just for years, y'all have been together, y'all been exclusive, and all of a sudden there's a drastic drop-off to the point to where, you know, Pornhub is like, no, not leave it alone. Leave him alone. It's okay. She'll come through sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? It's that's when it gets bad. And you taking it, I mean, I think you owed it, you know? Y'all took the walk together, just like how she's old. You know, she wouldn't be wrong if she felt the same way towards you as a man.
Yeah.
If you decided to cut back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's the double standard that comes into play. The double standard that comes into play with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you owe that to him. At the end of the day, yeah, that's what y'all walked the aisle for. That's what y'all said I'd do for. But that to be open access. And
y'all
time,
owe it to each other.
Nothing.
She doesn't just owe
y'all
it to
each
him.
Other.
You owe
y'all
it to her.
Okay. I'm not trying to sound misogynistic over here, but you know.
I'll take a different approach with that because, I mean, I hear what Save said as far as you're owed that, you know, in the relationship. But I tend mm-hmm. to like to keep it technical. And technically, if she could pick up the phone and call the police because she said no and he said yes, if the police will come and pick him up because she said no, then no, he can't take it. It's a crime. It's called rape.
I guess that is a true statement. I'm not trying to gloss over that fact. I'm just talking about the principle behind it. You know,
where is the actual line drawn then? Because that's what society has pretty much standardized the definition of rape. If it's forcibly taken, if you say no and it's forcibly taken from you, but where does that measure in a marriage?
I mean, well, the thing is that I think it comes down to respect regardless. I mean, it comes down to humanistic respect. If the person or, you know, you don't respect the person enough to accept their no, or they don't respect you enough to accept your, you know, no, then, I mean, because the thing is that, okay, yes, you are in a, okay, when I was married, yes, we had sex, blah, 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 okay, fine. We didn't have to talk about it. It wasn't, you know, we didn't have to schedule it or anything like that. But, yeah, there were times where I may not feel like it, but
yeah, but you didn't take the position like Miss Seeley with Misfits. He climbed on top of me and did his thing.
Hold on now, there are women in abusive relationships like that, you know. And going back to that, what we were talking about, like women just getting married to be married or what have you. And not really expecting, you know, all the extras with it, you know, the having to just give in whenever. I mean, I don't know how sexy that is. How sexy is that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think that as a man and a husband, you have to beg your wife or you have to force her to do anything that she really doesn't want.
Right.
I don't think that's fair at all.
Right, that means there's something wrong, first of all. And I'm glad that this is kind of like a great segue because, like, all right, like I found a sex star marriage quiz, right? Okay, so I'm just going to ask you guys a couple questions. And you can just past, present, whatever. Okay, so do you find yourself going to bed earlier or later than your spouse just to avoid the possibility that he or she, you know, may get amorous or, you know, may be horny.
Maybe horny.
Nah, son.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
That's
son.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Nah.
I try to wake him up. Hey.
Right.
Man, I know.
I'm getting in the shower real quick, all right? Get your ass
okay.
up.
Okay. Right. You already know what that is. Right.
And then, all of a sudden you be hearing from her.
Right. Oh no! And when he's snoring, when I get in the bed, I'm bouncing in the bed. I'm bouncing, not just sitting. I am bouncing in the bed.
Hold on. What are you bouncing though? What are you bouncing?
Everything.
Uh-oh.
And you're gonna wake up.
That's what
you're
gonna
wake up.
He really ain't sleep. Trust me.
That snoring is going to be interrupted. You can bet that.
I know that's right.
Interrupt me. That's why I like being woken up. Ain't nothing better.
Before she continues, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, wake
amen
her up.
Amen to the
like,
truth.
Really?
All right, you don't want to get up? I did. Thank you.
Okay,
you know how to wake me up.
Let me help you.
How about this? You and your spouse, hypothetically, you and your spouse work two different schedules, right? Like, say you work day shift and your spouse works night shift. Do you know what I'm saying, like, inconvenience them when they're tired and still wake them up?
Yeah, because they're going back to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're going back to sleep.
Okay, well, here's another question. Do you find yourself arguing with your spouse about sex frequently?
Arguing?
If so, you may be sex starved.
You said arguing?
Yeah, arguing over, arguing about sex frequently.
No.
Like saying stuff like, by the end of the day, I'm just too tired and have no interest for sex. Or asking, can we have sex? How can we have sex? The kids are always around. Like making excuses to not do it.
Yeah, I'll pick D, none of the above.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with D also.
I bet you will.
You shall. He'll be here all week. He'll be here all week, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen.
Show the tip your waitress.
All right. Y'all crazy. So look, right, a lot of people, like, just out of, a lot of people, though, it can create resentment for them, though, you know, in a relationship. Or, you know, I mean, that has to make your life, like, uncomfortable.
Well, let me ask you this.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've been in a relationship.
That's exactly what Sabe's friend was experiencing after 13 months.
Right.
But the thing is, it comes from somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
But let me ask you this, though. Let me throw this curveball.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me throw this curveball. Now, in that situation, would the man be wrong for getting his needs fulfilled? Regardless.
Elsewhere?
I mean, we understand the morality behind it. You know,
okay.
We understand the whole context that is encapsulated in that it's, you know, it's wrong to do. It's a commandment. You know,
yeah,
you have to break one of those commandments. Okay. Seventh commandment.
I have to say yeah as a man. I still have to
okay.
say yeah because
right.
at the end of the day, it's time to reevaluate the relationship. If I got to step out. You know, you turned it off, and it's not flowing. I mean, marriage is not all about sex, but clearly when you've committed, you know, you expect that need, you know, to be filled. And so I say yes, it's wrong for stepping out because if you're deprived and deprivation is causing you to have to make bad choices, then 9 times out of 10, this thing might not, you know, be what it used to be, and it may be time to look, you know, to look at the relationship overall.
Go
but
to the judge,
question.
Your Honor.
I hear you,
bro. Question, I say yes.
I hear you,
bro. Question.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, I don't agree. She's going to beat you up. Regardless. Yeah, that's a
I'm not saying that I condone it. You know,
right.
Let me be clear on that. I'm just
yeah.
saying I would understand.
Yeah,
I just want to be clear on that.
I understand as long as it's okay for me too. When I get my feeling back.
No. But how is that a possibility to bring that into the argument? It's still okay for you to do it. How the hell I know you've been doing it this whole time? How I know you've not been doing it this whole time that I haven't been getting none? How I know that?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's okay for you to do. Nah. Get out of here.
See, Lo, you said somebody was going to get beat up. Who's getting beat up and why?
And why, yeah.
Because of the simple fact that just because, you know, a woman may not give in sexually or what have you, if you step out on her, no different than if a man does the same thing.
She,
a man doesn't want a woman to step out on him.
Where she think it's coming from?
What happened?
Where does
I'm
she
saying,
think it's coming from?
We never discussed where it came from.
Hold that thought. We'll take a break, and then we can discuss where it's coming from.
Yes,
it's 9:30.
I ain't going for 9:30.
TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back. We'll figure it out.
welcome back, welcome back. TM Hyman Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday. And that was The Night, the song Heartbeat. And look, tonight we're discussing the reality of sex deprivation. And last week the question was asked if sex deprivation while marriage was fair. And both women and men held out for various reasons. So we're just sharing our thoughts from different perspectives.
Did you say slept deprivation?
Did I say that? Sex and sleep deprivation together.
Just you ain't sleeping, you ain't getting no, you know what I'm saying, getting no ass. You up.
Exactly.
Up.
You can't sleep. You cannot sleep if you're not having sex. I ain't been asleep for 3 days. I swear to God. No, I'm just saying. But I'm saying, like, no, seriously, what a lot of people are faced with this when they get married. A lot of people joke about, you know, well, you know, when you get married, your sex life ends.
Right.
But it's like, how fair is that? It's like, why is
many,
that not discussed?
Many definitely say your sex life decreases. Many say that.
Right. But is it because your responsibility shifts? You know what I'm saying? Like, what about that marriage dynamic changes your sex drive?
They don't have to work as
yeah, I was just about to say that. I was just about to jump in to say that. We know that it's already there, so there may be some, you know, waning of the intensity of this, of the hunt for it. You know what I'm saying? And it goes both ways. You know what I mean?
So
it's no longer a chase.
Right.
Yeah. We got it now. So.
That's so sad.
Not only do you have it, you got to deal with it for the rest of your life.
That's the last one, you know. Which I'm completely fine with and completely happy with, and I look forward to that union to be everlasting through.
That's right. That's the next life if I can.
Sleep through the next life if I can. You know.
Take care of the point, sir. Yes, you do. By all means.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I posed some questions just for you listeners so you can, mm-hmm. I guess you can determine whether you're sex deprived. I mean, if you are, you and your partner really need to talk it out because sex is more than just, you know, the act of the physical. It's spiritual. It can be soulful. It can be a lot of things. I mean, but that's the whole point of getting to know each other and the whole point of meshing together in the first place is because you complete each other or was it equally yoked, you know? You hopefully have the same sex drive. You hopefully have the same ambition, the same drive, you know?
I submit that should be established prior to the exchanging of vows. I believe that you got to kick those tires and test car that drive around the block a couple times, take it on the highway up to the next exit and come back to make sure that this thing can ride out for the long haul if you know how you are. That's what I'm saying. I know how I am. So I need somebody that's going to be matching that energy, if not surpassing that. You know what I'm saying? Or else this is not going to work because I've been in situations where I've wanted it more than my shorty. But, you know, this is when I was, you know, still doing my thing. I wasn't really, really serious all the time. So it was like, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. But it's like, you know, when it comes down to this is going to be the last, you know, drive around the block, this is for the long haul. You know, that needs to be established ahead of time, and I think everybody should be honest with themselves and with their partner. To be honest up front about it, like, you know, I may need to try some things. I may need to be, you know, egged on to do certain things. You know, just be real with the situation because some people that may rank very high in their criteria, in their grading rubric, and you can't point the finger at them.
Right.
True.
I mean, but you also have to keep in mind that along with, you know, being just getting married, I mean, you're a human and you have feelings. Each person has feelings. So, you know, how you're feeling each day could affect your sexuality. If you're not in a good mood, you may not, you know, feel sexual towards your partner, regardless of how attracted you are to them. If your partner is depressed, you know what I'm saying, you may not be able to pull them out of that by sex. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
But that's where communication comes into play. That's where communication is paramount.
Right.
Express that so maybe they can understand and be more sensitive to the situation so you don't feel like you're being pressured. You communicate instead of trying to bottle it up and then trying to make us believe that we're minorities, we're supposed to figure it out. That's when the frustration really kicks in. It's like, come on. You know we're not as complex thinkers and situation creators as women can sometimes be. Spell it out for me in plain English so I can understand what the hell is wrong, and maybe I can meet you in the middle of the road somewhere. I won't be as brash with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you talk to me. You talk to me, then I can solve a lot.
Well, you know, a lot
or just have sex and then don't talk at all, and then, you know.
That always solves it as far in the, in the book
but
that I was raised under.
A lot of people do, you know, they lock up because they don't want to feel rejected or even go along with the request to not feel rejected. You know, I mean, it's a lot of things, like a lot that play a part. You know, again, we cannot forget the humanistic value, and we have to communicate with each other. But we have to learn how to communicate because...
Yeah, you do.
What I've seen...
That's true.
From, you know, the people that I've met in life, period, there are a lot of people who, again, have gotten married just to be married or just because that's what it was traditionally you're supposed to do, and they don't even know what love is. They may even sleep in separate rooms or, you know, but they eat breakfast together and they smile at each other, you know, every once in a while, or maybe they hate each
other. Going through the motions.
Right. But the thing is that, you know, not only are you not getting your sexual needs met, you're not getting your spiritual needs met. You're not getting your, you know, people, that affects some people's, you know, self-confidence. You know, I once had a gentleman tell me that having sex was like a way of connecting. Like, you know, you feel like one with the person. You're supposed to feel one with that person. And, I mean,
It can be. It's actually, in a lot of ways, a form of nonverbal communication.
Right.
It is. Why are you laughing? It is. You can say a lot without saying a word at all.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are talking about is sex deprivation fair in a marriage? It's Hump Day Wednesday, January 29th. It's a 9:42. We're going to take a pause for the calls. Come right back. We'll keep the conversation going, but we have hot chocolate in for Ms. Dee Dee tonight, health and wellness. We'll be right back. Team Hana Radio Live.
Feel better, Dee Dee.
Yeah, baby.
I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. I can tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. Tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep, ain't nowhere to stand. So high, ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926 is the number to dial to weigh in with us and talk about, let us know if you got a healthy marriage when it comes to the bedroom activity, if you want. But before we do that, we are going to bring our girl Hot Chocolate on real quick to stand in for Dee Dee because she's a little under the weather tonight. So you guys send out your well wishes. I hope she gets better soon. Speedy recovery, shorty. But we're going to jump into this health and wellness segment real quick. But our girl, Hot Mature Chocolate.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am sitting in for the lovely Dee Dee Willingham tonight, who instead of sounding like this, is sounding like this because she's a little under the weather. So I am going to give you her health and wellness tips that she started last week for weight loss. Tips and pointers that really do work. First is don't skip meals, and if you get hungry between meals, have a snack. Remember with meals to control your portion sizes and no sugary snacks. That's what I need to be drilling into my own head, Regina. No sugary snacks, no sugary snacks. Two, exercise. Try to stay strong and feel good, not simply to burn calories. Exercise is definitely going to ramp up your endorphins. It gives you energy for the day. So, you know, no matter when you do it, it's going to give you that little extra burst. So try to remember that and focus on that to stay motivated. Don't be fooled by fruit juice is going to be the next tip. Avoid juice that has more than 6 grams of carbs in 12 ounces. That's very, very important when you're just thinking that it's fruit juice, so it's going to be healthy, and you're just chugging it in multiple glasses. Mm-mm. Check the combination or check the measurement of carbs to ounces. And remember, 6 grams of carbs in 12 ounces, no more than that. Next is going to be prioritize sleep and stress relief. Very, very important for health and wellness, not only weight loss, just mental health and wellness, thinking blood pressure, thinking blood sugar as well. Next is going to be rotate your foods so that you don't eat the same things every day. We all know that lean meats and lean fishes and, you know, things of that nature help, but try not to just eat baked chicken and baked fish every day. Mix it up, switch it up, shock your body. Next tip is going to be share meals with friends and family instead of eating alone. That's going to be big on a point where you're going to be able to control your portions and not do like, you know, I would possibly do and eat all of the spaghetti or eat all of the pizza. Next, add 2 tablespoons of plant oils to a healthy smoothie like apricot kernel and pumpkin. Those will definitely help ramp up your intake of those important things that you need on a daily basis. Next, add a small piece of chocolate, or adding a small piece of chocolate is okay a few times a week, as long as it's 60% cocoa and made with no artificial additives. So think about treating yourself and not, you know, depriving yourself totally. If you feel like you want that chocolate, go ahead and have a piece. Next, and actually last but not least, if you'd like just to have a treat, try baking your favorite dessert with stevia or xylitol instead of sugar. And remember, you can always add nuts for added protein and fiber. So if you're thinking about brownies and you're going to make them homemade, use stevia or xylitol and add some walnuts or add some pecans for a little bit of extra crunch, a little bit of extra flavor and fiber, and you're doing your body good. And that is Dee Dee's health and wellness segment for this week. Feel better, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Dee Dee. We'll be right back. TM Holler Radio is 9:50. Maybe we'll be back.
This thing is bugging out. Please,
you
got
like
a 10-second
delay.
Team Apple, huh?
10-second delay. Cry to me, Mac. Why? Yeah. Yup, I heard it. Chef. Mac, what up? Turn the score in, man, come on. Hey, yo, money like Floyd and swagger like Puff, that's what's up. You fuck with them big girls, yup. Had ghost face, all I got is you on. I knew I had to move on, this light red bone bitch, it grew on me. I know you rich, few kids live in the cliffs. All I see is fly gear hourly splits, that's what it is. Clean brim, Louis was thin. Glasses on, she masked, the niggas Mrs. Slim. At the crib, I'm at her red cooking. Then came the negligee, Ray stopped looking. Left from the stove, yo, came over, slam, it was rocked. She threw it in her mouth, good looking out. Chill for a sec, my real boo, yo, smooth as a text. That's why I buy more shit, I'm feeling a sense. This my nigga, long time gangster. If this was Land Rover love, I got the real Lone Ranger.
You don't have to lie to me. You can't cry to me. You're the only one I see inside of me. Give me a heart. This is my promise. Oh,
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Matt Wild with You Can Cry to Me, featuring, what was it? I think it was Raekwon, correct?
Yep. That's accurate.
Yeah.
We're
off
talking
his,
about
New York love story.
Deprivations in a marriage, is it fair or not? Often when you hear about deprivation, you think of sleep deprivation. The word means to impoverish. It's a hardship. It's a lack of something that's necessary in a situation. Sex being the necessity in a marriage. Is it fair when the faucet is turned off and there's no water? Is it fair? Is it fair? ladies, help us understand some of the reasons why you, in fact, turned the faucet off.
Okay. So, okay, you can go first, Brad.
Nah, go ahead, Basti, because, you know, my answer is the exact opposite, so I'll let you actually.
Yeah. She's an open house, so the faucet.
No, that's not.
Nah,
that.
The well never runs dry.
The well does not run dry because I am the purveyor of the well, and I'm going to make sure my well don't run dry. Now, let's clean that part of it up. I think about myself depending on what the situation is. And in this particular situation, being that I haven't had that many, we'll say, quote-unquote, serious relationships, I was engaged to this person at the time. Things were not going well. And, you know, at that particular point of the relationship, the physical was one of the things that he was doing right. He wasn't doing too many other things right. So if that's the case, and, yeah, I was being selfish, I was going to get mine. If I'm mad at you, you're still going to give me what I need. Why should I be deprived just because you're being an ass?
True enough. Wow. I don't know. I see mine wasn't really that different, though. Like, I, too, was engaged. But the thing was, he started, you know, messing with the money. And it's like, okay, when bills not getting paid on time, things aren't working like clockwork, then that throws the whole motion off. So I didn't even look at him the same. Like, he wasn't, you know what I'm saying, there was no way that I could look at him sexy when I'm thinking about the I guess the realities of life. Maybe, you know, say I shouldn't have been this hardcore about it or whatever, but, you know, again, young, who knows? I didn't know no damn different.
Mm-mm. It sounds like your emotion was too much in the way.
It was emotion, ego, pride. You can name a gamut of reasons or, you know, emotional tags to go with it, but the thing was that I shut down because everything wasn't functioning properly. So it's like, okay, if our life isn't going smoothly, how can we? I couldn't see where we could connect. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't.
Is it hard for women overall to connect intimately when things are bothering her or stressing the relationship, like bills,
yes,
finances.
Yes.
Erica Badu said, you know, she asked for some cash. You said
hey.
No, then you turn around and ask for some ass. Are you serious?
What? I don't got the energy because I got to go get this money. What you asking me for ass for? I got to go get this money.
At that point, I was in a position where I was making the money, and he wasn't making no money, and he wasn't trying to make no money. So that's all he was good for at that point.
Mm. Right, but see, guess what? That might not even have been. Well, guess what? That's from your perspective, though. From his perspective, he might have been doing the best he could.
Nah, he
and
wasn't.
Still expected.
That fool had 9 jobs that year, 6 of which he quit voluntarily. So, no, he wasn't doing the best he could.
You should have left him at 7-Eleven after the third damn job.
Well, you know.
But that was then. It's all right, baby.
Yeah, right.
We live and learn. It's all right.
So, it's safe to say that the emotion.
Go ahead, Zay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say it's safe to say that the emotion is clearly attached. I mean, it's clearly the driving force behind a lot of, you know, well, that decision. And probably
right.
Many more. You
it's
know,
so
the, safe, the physical.
Last week, when you were talking about your homeboy, for me, I mean, I automatically went to okay, well, the finances might not be in order in the house. You
right.
said that it, from his perspective, all is well. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm smart enough to know that all is
That's
well from our perspective,
right.
you know, means something completely different from the female perspective.
Right. Like,
for
it
sure.
could be something as simple as, you know, the way he, I don't know, talks to first thing in the morning. You don't know what pisses people off after a certain point. You know what I mean? Like, when you get irritated with somebody, everything they do is something that could turn you off or, you know, trigger your irritation. So, but look, I out of all of this, trying to figure out what, you know, whether it's fair or not, here's some tips to help out, okay? If you are experiencing sex deprivation in your relationship, a couple things you can do, even, you know, whether you're completely in the mood or not, is to make your sexual relationship a larger priority and, like, you know, flirt with your partner, you know, just whenever, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it just out of protocol. You know, send them send them sexy texts during the day. You know, maybe eat for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Just be more mindful. Mindfulness, you know, could play a big part as well.
Yo, Steve-O, give them an example of a sexy text. I want to hear.
Oh, snap.
Text.
Oh,
snap.
I got one.
You go get my lotion.
I got one.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
She said, go ahead, because I don't send them. okay, so social media is very, very popular now. So this is a perfect tool for you to get your flirt on with your mate. So if you don't want everyone to see you flirting, hit them on the inbox on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter, and, you know, just a little sexy talk or a post or something. Like, for example, let's see. Don't bite your lip. I'll do that for you.
Uh-oh. That's
good one, huh?
That's thought-provoking. That's thought-provoking.
Who's going to bite my damn lip?
Oh, man. Did you say that thought-provoking, TM? And it could be taken one of several ways when we're talking about biting the lip.
Exactly.
Right. CeeLo, yes. I'm going to need you to bite your own damn lip. How about that?
We're on air. I am not participating in that part of the experiment.
Oh, man. I'm weak. Dave, you're mighty quiet over there.
Yeah.
He's laughing. So he's crazy.
Are you taking notes?
I'm waiting to hear the next one.
Oh, he's taking notes. Go ahead. Hit him again.
No, not really. But I'm just waiting to hear what else you got.
You're fibbing. You're going to send your wife a sexy text first thing in the morning. What are you talking about?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, she gets the message early in the morning. Bet that. I'm trying to tell you.
I bet. Do that too. Yes, you know what?
That morning rollover. Ain't nothing like morning rollover.
Now that's the clearest message of the best way to send the message of the day.
I don't know anybody that gets mad about it. I just really don't. I don't know anybody gets mad
about it. Who could turn down morning rollover? Who turns it down?
True.
I mean, it'd be asinine if you did that.
Hey, that means you need to go counseling.
So let me give you another one.
Yes.
So if you're the female, now the first one that I gave you can go either male or female. If you're the female, you know, speak to his intellect a little bit and tell him how much you love the way that he makes you feel like a woman and a little girl at the same time.
I'm too old. That made me feel like a pervert.
Oh, my God. You were not even
old.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
I'd be close to my daddy. I saw my dad every day.
Horrible.
Oh, my God. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Like, seriously, I do have a – I cannot call a dude daddy. I'm so sorry. I cannot do it. I don't care what you do.
You ain't met the, you ain't met the right one. That's all that is.
Exactly.
I'm so serious. No, I'm talking about y'all. No, like, for real. And I done had to real – look, I'm telling you, I had to pass out. But what I'm telling you is that I can't call nobody daddy. I'm sorry. My father. I'm just like, my father.
Well, tell him that you want your skin pressed against his. How's that?
Or how about this?
Can you do
get
that?
Come take your clothes off as soon as you come in. Strip when you get in the house. Yeah, you can send him that message. Strip when you get home.
We talking subliminals here, man.
Yeah,
no,
that's too.
Straight up.
Yeah,
see,
no.
I don't know how to do that. Okay, I have to work on that.
You have to pique his intellect, make him think about it.
Speak in parables, you know?
There you go.
Yo,
metaphors.
take your clothes off.
Lord have mercy. We're going to work on you.
No, just laugh. Y'all know I get silly at night. Y'all ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even...
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
I'm gonna send you some of these to use for yourself.
Thank you. You know, I don't have nobody to use.
You send them to a cell.
Yo, for real, because I don't text nobody. I don't talk to nobody. My little friend, I swear I had to apologize to him the other day. I don't call him or nothing. Poor thing. And I just, you know, I felt bad because I was like, damn, I don't say nothing.
Yo, this is a new poor thing. This is a new poor thing.
Okay.
Yo.
And because it's a new poor thing, you should be texting and calling.
Listen, hey, when you got the good, you don't got to worry about all that. I don't got to do it. You show up. I don't care. It don't matter.
All right. Look, you keep thinking that. You keep thinking that.
Fuck your shit. Oh, excuse me. If you are just joining us, you missed a very interesting show, and we have been talking about if, you know, being sex-starved in the marriage is fair. Mm-hmm. And I think the consensus is no, it's not fair. And if you think that you're going to not give it up when you get married, don't get married. I mean, like,
word.
I don't know.
Word. Save the time.
Or get therapy. Or take classes with hot chocolate, because I'm going to have to. I don't have to. Text messages, okay?
Sessions
so,
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday after the show.
Look, the guys that I've attempted to flirt with, I apologize for being so rough.
She's laying the flirt smackdown. Y'all ain't getting nothing extra.
Like, what?
She punched him in the stomach and said, give me your number.
Give me a number, punk.
Yo,
and then buy him a drink just to make him make and smile at him.
Exactly.
Buy him a drink and smile at him after that.
And then walk past and smack him on the ass and tell him to strip.
Hey.
I got a private spot in the back for it. Come on.
biting his ear and stuff. First night you meet him, biting his ear and stuff.
Hey, take him to the strip club. Set him up by the bouncer.
Say, wait a minute.
We are rated number one in quality entertainment. We are. I'm ready. Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
Watch it. She's going to smack you on the ass.
You can't stop.
She bites your ear. I'm trying to tell you. She won't.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 10:12 p.m. here on the East Coast. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the crew, the team, TM Hyman Radio Live, TM Hyman himself, Sabe James, the always crazy Madam Boston. Missing tonight is Dee Dee Willingham. We hope she feels much better. Nokia the Entity, Toya, always on the scene. And if you would like to be a guest on the show to tell your story, want to share something interesting in your community, or submit a hot topic, email us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Someone will get back to you with your air date and the information that you need to have. Remember, we are real talk, real people, real time, TM Hyman Radio. And if you missed any part of this show, you must go back and check out the podcast because you have missed a treat. Our Hump Day Wednesday relationship topic is sex deprivation in a relationship. Is it fair? And we've had all sorts of feedback, comments, suggestions.
You got to get back to my classes, though.
I'm saying we're going to have to give you the extended course because you're a problem student. I'm going to just tell you right now.
I haven't gotten that far.
You're
going
to need some extra tutoring.
Okay, so look, hold on. Let me tell you this, though. I just got to the point where I dress up when I go out or whatever. I just do that for me. But then outside of that, I'm in sweatpants. So, like, if I'm going to meet somebody, like, I try to, like, just wear, like, sweatpants or something like that because that's how they're going to see me mostly.
Hold on.
And
no,
there's nothing wrong with this. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, are you still wearing jean suits, too?
Jean suit?
What the hell is that? Jean jacket and the jeans to match?
Jean suit.
With lugs. You got some lugs on with those joints, MD?
Some truth. Right, let's
have
some truth on.
She got the Sean John denim onesie.
She got the
apple bottom hat.
With some travel box on. She got a travel box.
Travel box. And I use a parasuco.
Hey, wait. Parasucos were my joint. Hold on. Back up now. We can't put them on the Fugazi list.
Those on blast because male parasucos was hitting uptown back in New York, and I had a couple pairs.
So were the females.
Front.
That's right.
Yeah, the females
was
cracked. I love the females and parasucos.
There's nothing wrong with the jeans and sneaker or, you know, the sweatpants and sneaker thing because, you know, sweatpants and sneakers can be kind of sexy depending on how you rock them. But, you know, I understand you going out in your natural because, you know, natural beauty is what he's going to be attracted to anyway. You know, sweatpants, sneakers, no makeup on. That's what he wants to see aside from the full face of makeup and five bundles of weave. You know what I mean?
I want to catch you going to the corner store. Catch you going to the corner store real quick, you know?
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a part of the course, CeeLo. Now, see, you're taking good notes.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just me being me. I ain't put no thought into it. You know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be thoughtless. It's supposed to be natural. It's supposed to be effortless. But there are some things that you do have to put effort into, like sending a nice note or a nice word every now and then.
And so you good isn't good? Like, that's not good?
Nah, son.
Okay, that's the message I sent today. I was like, you good? I mean, it was snowing outside. I mean, like, I just want to know if you're good.
You should have translated into, boo, how can I help you keep warm today? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for us to keep warm?
You good if you send somebody a text. You send somebody that text if you found it on Facebook, they got a flat tire on the way to work. You send them say, yo,
right.
Son, you good?
Right.
You come to school for something? That's what you send that.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's an old dude that you involved with as a female. I don't want to hear that.
Are you good?
Wow.
Nah, come make it better. Come fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you
yeah,
good sounds like you just got stopped by the police and they text you that
and
that I don't got my L. That's that message. You good? You good or you need bail money? That's what that sound like.
It's a, they smell something in there. They lying.
Here comes the dog. Are you good?
You good?
Nah.
You're right, you good?
That's what
okay,
that sounds
so people,
like.
All right, so people, you have heard it like first. Like, yeah, I don't know how to talk. Oh, my gosh, that is so hilarious. So, look, again, so I just want to give tips on, like, how to try to fix your sex-deprived marriage, relationship, union. Like, honestly, like, try to be more involved and mindful of your partner's needs. And mindful and honest with yourself of your own needs and make sure that you guys sit down and communicate. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can always give us a call at 917-889-3926. And, you know, or hit us up at tmhymenradiolive@gmail.com. And,
long as y'all don't call her directly, you'll be okay.
You'll
yeah,
be just fine.
My you
do make sure she has her notes.
Okay, right. Yeah, don't call me before
then
she leaves.
Bitch with you.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, it's only fair in America.
Make sure you've asked her a question for the course that she's already taken and mastered.
Thank you. And I haven't started any, so don't ask me nothing yet. I can only tell you what not to do.
Okay, so fellas, let me ask you all. Madam Boston and I have given our opinions. Well, I've tried to give you a tip or two, Boston. I don't really know what you've given me. But anyway, I appreciate you anyway. Fellas, when it's... You do all the time. What are you doing to enhance... what's going on with, you know, you and the female? I'm trying to send nice little words and nice little notes and, you know, relationship
what I know works,
enticements.
I go with what I know, and what I know works is flowers, is old school, it still works.
That always, it does.
And if you're trying to get them open, you send some flowers. The bigger the
bouquet,
the bigger the gift at the end.
And for no reason sending flowers, not because it's Valentine's Day, not because it's her birthday, not because it's y'all anniversary, just because. Instant panty dropper.
Okay,
true,
I'll go for
true
that.
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
I remember those days. Okay, I'll go for that. Yeah, that was a long time.
Let me see. I'll be a little more direct. Back shots. Get them every time.
Oh. Okay.
Now,
are these
planned
solid
black back shot sessions, or is this,
no,
you know, just back
shots? No,
shot
it's just
because
like, it's
she
just
came
like,
home from
know,
lunch.
It's just like, okay, I'm feeling like this right now.
And here
back shot. Solid 20, strong. You get a full tank of gas the next morning every day. I promise you. She ain't even got to have a car. She going to make sure yours is filled up. I promise you. Breakfast in bed. Breakfast in bed.
Cheese on the egg.
I'm telling you, breakfast in bed and a full tank of gas, and you go watch football all Sunday. I promise you.
I know that's right.
Solid 20 strong. Guarantee it works every time.
So great.
Wow.
Right now, I'm making a phone call. Bye. No,
I'm just saying. It hasn't failed me yet. Has not failed me yet.
We're going to pause, come right back. We'll keep the buckshot the backshot, buckshot conversation going.
Bang, 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 bang.
All I talk about is money. And that's all I know, you heard me. I got a bad bitch in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag.
my Cadillac. Hammers in them bowls. I'm riding clean in them.
Okay, I woke up this morning. Trying to get this money. Y'all niggas was jonin'. And I done made it by 20. I got young boys in that corner. I call what you got for me. He say, I done moved all day. Couple rocks, all I got on me. I say, yeah, it's so. He say, yeah, we out. I said, I'll be on my way. Break a brick down all zones. And I got work. And I got pills, and I got perks. And I got goons that's on my team. And they gon' kill like I got murk. If I say so, and I say go. And they go ham, and I lay. I drop that work up in that toaster, I let go on my ego, and it's for sale. 28 grams on my scale. Come and get it on.
I got a bad bitch up in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them, fix them bowls. I'm riding clean in them. Hold on, wait a minute. You got the realest and the richest in the building. Feel me? Won't knock you off. Take away another ball. All the war, common law. Straight killer, that's mama fault. Boy, my DNA. Straight chip, Frito-Lay. A clip, A Jose. Hector, my amigo straight. Don't want no beef. I make crack your taco. I'm screaming rest in peace, Griselda Blanco. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. I hate that. Can you keep a secret? Benzo on foes. Count all my. That's all I know. That's all, y'all. I got a bad dip in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them bowls. I'm riding clean in them.
I'm riding clean, I'm riding clean. Selling that chain of white. Round with that y'all mean. Bad shit, she talk dirty. Talk dirty, her mouth clean. I was selling that white. Y'all niggas had Boy Scout dreams. Spent $80 on my roller. Young nigga ball like Kobe. Ride around me in Chino. Hit my young nigga Goldie. Hot whim, you ain't Dino. Limo, that's my roadie. 211 on your. Turn your ass, she sold it. My neck look like a light show. My pockets, they need lipo. I stand tall, no iPhone. And them goons go wherever I go. Young niggas put like dice. All we know is get paid. I ball hard like Brian James and Rose D-Way.
I got a bad dip in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A quarter million hanging on my collar. A half a million in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them, fix them bowls. I'm riding clean in them.
I'm riding clean in them, Good thing for you. Let me for editing. 917-889-3926, the number to call. Participate, people. Let's start a revolution. Hashtag Backshots. Let's get a pop.
Yes.
We're gonna get it on Twitter tonight. Hashtag Backshots. We're going to start a revolution with that tonight.
Yes.
We are the crew.
You came
on
like
radio.
Crazy aggressive,
yes.
Like CeeLo out of the box with that last one. The question was, what do you do to entice? He's like, I'm going to be direct. Backshots.
He said Backshots.
That's not like CeeLo. CeeLo, like, just take your clothes off.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
Right?
No flowers, no frilly words, just get
however,
naked
however,
and let's
music,
get the back shot.
You only know music, comma, you only know TV.
However, comma, he knows what he's talking about. And at the end of the day, that is all the enticement that's required.
What? Okay.
You could still use
right.
A cute word in the middle of the back shot, too. Okay. You could be sexy in the middle of the back shot.
Back shot revolution.
I'm about to tweet that right now. I'm about to tweet it right now.
Daddy, I'm telling you, it's a problem solver.
That's
I promise you.
Yo, I'm trying to tell y'all. Yo, it's against
it's a problem solver.
You have to. Okay, so for those of you who may not know what we're talking about, so back shots could possibly be a problem solver. But all that means, honestly, is that, again, it goes back to being mindful. And because you guys got together for a reason, you know what I'm saying? At some point, you know, were intimate. Most of the time when a marriage, you know, gets to that point where there's separation between the two people, it usually is a definite breakdown of communication. Not even just, you know, nonverbal, but the, you know, physical.
Well, the communication, I mean, in all seriousness, we've been having a lot of fun tonight. But the reality is, I mean, when you're talking about deprivation, there are issues. And the one thing that I can say that I notice in relationships a lot of times is, you know, you did a lot of interesting things in the beginning to keep each other, you know, upbeat, to keep each other, you know, energized, to keep each other interested. And over time, you lose that. You know, I mean, fellas, we used to bring flowers often. You know, now she ain't seen no flowers since Valentine's Day before last. You know, not even last Valentine's Day. You forgot. And so,
right.
I mean, those things that we used to do, a lot of times we got to get back to, because, I mean, I know we having fun, and who doesn't like good sex? Good sex is good sex. We all need it. We all want it. But the reality is good sex is really not the be-all.
Right.
A lot of times, just because we can put it down, we know how to put it down, if we're not really putting it down in other areas or putting it down across the board, she don't even see us like that no more. She'd rather go out and have somebody on the outside put it down, because at the end of the day, you ain't handling business. So, I mean, I know you're talking about a serious topic, so I just want to step it up and speak from a real mature perspective. We got to make sure that in the midst of the deprivation, that we're not depriving in other areas, and it's unconscious to us.
Right. Right.
Very true.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that you can't be afraid to, you know, get help either, you know, because, like, some of the things that I listed, I mean, well, yeah, that I spoke of earlier, you know, like about, like, if you're feeling depressed or hurt or stressed out from work or the kids or, you know, just daily life, I mean, it happens, you know. And, again, it's like you have to be mindful of, you know, of when those things happen, you know, that you don't take it out on other people, because, you know, sometimes if you're not happy at home, you could be taking it out on the people at work.
True.
You know what I mean?
And vice versa.
Right, exactly. So,
and it's going to come out sooner or later.
Right. You know, if you normally, you know, go out every weekend, try not doing that. Try, you know, not planning so many things without your partner. Try planning more things with your partner. It's a lot of things you can do out here besides just, you know, going to the movies or walking in a park. I mean, there's too many people in this world with too many others. You know what I'm saying? It's art galleries. There's all kinds of things you can do. But, you know, you just have to become involved in your relationship. And a lot of people, they are, what is it, you know, like where you just have that, in the look of a happy home and, you know, do all the
other an illusion. An illusion.
Yeah, so all perception-based. All perception-based.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
But, you know, if you answered yes to any of the things that I listed, you know, your marriage could, you know, is at risk for being sex deprived. You know, so, hey.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe, you know, if I ever get married again, you know, I have, like, lots of sex or whatever, and I won't have to worry about, I'm not sending no text messages, yo.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
I'm going to have to give you a C for the course, because you don't listen and you don't take directives well.
This is the first day. You can't fail me on the first day.
I didn't say you failed. I said you get an average. You get an average grade for not wanting to put any effort.
This is brand new.
You got a zero on my book.
I'm
zero down on my book for today.
I'm even entertaining it. I am trying.
Uh-uh.
Not great on the hard curve, promise you.
Backshots Revolution.
Telling you.
Make it.
It's all about the backshots.
Part of Revolution. Just that's all you have to do.
Hey, well, Save got some adult conversation for us coming up in a few moments. So we're going to pause for the calls, come right back, and we'll get this adult conversation popping. It's 10:32. We'll be right back. Team Hammer Radio.
We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Ready.
Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine non-stop, we are the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night, all night. 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight at the very last show, before we are out on the road. The girl them a release the load. So let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready, we're ready, yeah, we're ready, 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 yeah, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chipping feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night, all night. Everyone with painted body, clean credit and painted money. Nobody wanna dance by themselves, everybody wanna dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready, we're ready, yeah, we're ready, 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 yeah, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up, the atmosphere have vibes. And nothing can break it up. 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 We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready, 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 yeah, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready.
Hyman Radio Live, we are back. As I bogle and pepper seed my way back into the segment, was that say?
Not the bogle.
T.M. Hyman, the General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and without further ado, we are going to jump into Save James in his adult topic segment, and he has a question or some thoughts that he wants to raise about women treating, women buying drinks, is something around those lines?
Something like that, indirectly. That was the catalyst that sparked this whole sequence of events. But I was at a comedy club in D.C., and a young lady and I think her husband owned the club, and my boy Tony Woods was there, a funny comedian. You know, I had him on the show that I had a long time ago. Shout out to Tony Woods. And I went to the bar to go get a drink. Now, mind you, I didn't know who she was. You know what I'm saying? So that she owned the club or whatever like that. So I'm going to the bar to get a drink. And I get my drink or whatever. She look at me like, oh, what you drinking on? I was like, no, whatever, whatever. I forgot what I was getting. Probably some Crown Royal or whatever. But or maybe just a beer, Heineken. I don't know. Whatever. So anyway, she's asking me, you like the place in here, whatever, blah, say, blah, how you like it? I said, yeah, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? She was like, well, you know, this is my place right here. You know what I'm saying? I run the show in here, blah, say, blah, me and my husband. So I said, all right, that's cool, whatever. And after we had that conversation, then my drink, I was sitting at the bar waiting for my drink. Then it finally came up to me. So then I got my drink, and then she was like, oh, well, where's mine at? I said, hold on. I said, hold the phone. Didn't you just tell me in the last breath that you own this joint? And then she was like, yeah. I was like, well, I'm a patronizing customer. You should be trying to show me some good customer service to make sure I come back and support your business.
Right.
So overall, if this is your joint, why I got to buy you a drink when you getting
right.
everything for free? That's defeating the purpose. So then she was like, oh, you one of them type of dudes, huh? You one of them old tight-ass dudes, one of them cheap-ass dudes. I went off on me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, this chick is used to getting everything she wants because, yeah, she's swollen around the colon, and, you know, she got to, you know, instead of, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she got a rack up there, you know, the size of, you know, some great white owls up there. You know what I'm saying? Nice set of hooters. And it's like, you know.
Great white owls.
Great horned owls. I'm sorry, the great horned owls. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I get that you're used to dudes jumping, you know, drooling over you or whatever like that. Furthermore, you have a husband in here. That's a D.C. policeman, so I know he got the heat on him in here. How would I really feel trying to buy you a drink, making you feel like I'm kissing up to you to boost your ego? When this is your joint, you could boost your ego more by treating me like somebody who you got to take care of, because I ain't got it like that if you don't know my situation. I know this is your club. You could be like, look, don't even worry about your drink. I got it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could have took this thing a whole nother avenue if you really wanted to show the strength of your hand. But you chose to take the other road. You dig what I'm saying? So was I wrong for like being that toe-to-toe her, like I'm not buying you? She really was harping on me buying her a drink. Like she really was pissed tight in the face that I would not bow down and buy her a drink.
Why do you
bow down?
Exactly. Why?
That's
why
how
you
it was feeding.
That sounds
because
like an ego thing right there.
Listen to me. You're missing the point. You let your emotions make your decisions right now. You're missing the point. What I'm trying to tell you is, I asked her an honest question, emotion-free, completely objective question, and she took issue with it because I questioned her on why do I have to get her a drink when she owns a joint. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. You own this place, but I have to buy you a drink?
Okay, let me
Be
ask
real.
You,
that doesn't make sense.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Because maybe I missed it. Okay, what were you there for again? Was it just to enjoy yourself?
Listen. I was there because I had met the lady that hosted the comedy club, that was the MC of the comedy club. I had met her at the radio station in D.C. that I was DJing at.
And I ended up meeting Michael Cawley, Mr. Whitaker from Martin.
Yes.
The boss, Gina's boss. I ended up meeting him there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And when I met him there, you know, I was kicking it with the lady that, you know, that was host. She had a radio show at the same station that I was at. And so I had met her, and we, you know, started vibing. She was like, "Yo, come out to the show that we have." And Tony Woods is going to be, I had Tony Woods on my show, like I said, so I'm in contact with him. I hit him up. I was like, "Yo, I'm going to come through and holler at you out there, blah, blah, blah." So, you know, that's how that worked out. You know, Tony, I was chilling with Tony over there at the comedy club. And then, you know, so I don't know what she was thinking, if she had saw that. And we exchanged words prior in the evening, like, you know, how you doing, blah, 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 you know. Whoop-de-woo, and that was
so what's the question? What's the question?
Was I wrong for not buying her a drink? She really was adamant that I was in the wrong for shooting her down.
Well, my question is this. Did she invite you there?
No, she did not invite me there.
Okay, then, yeah, you should have bought her a drink.
For what? It's her club.
Pause. If she invited you there... Then yeah, you should have got the yo, give my man a drink, XYZ, blah 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 blah. But if this is on some even keel, you just came in here, you know, and happenstance.
No.
What if you didn't know it was her bar? Would you still have not bought her?
I knew it was. Yo, I would have bought her a drink regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because that's not what I'm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not. I'm not there for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not trying to get everybody the wrong idea. Like, this is something that's going to be happening that's not.
You know what? Then that's what you should have responded with. You know, that's not what I'm here for.
That's unnecessary.
But no.
That's unnecessary.
The extra stuff was unnecessary. Or the extra stuff
that's
was
unnecessary. I don't owe her an explanation about anything. My answer is just no. This is your bar. I don't feel it's smart for me to waste money for something that you're getting money off of anyway.
Yeah,
it's like you asking me to give you money when you already had to pay to get in. You know what I'm saying? Because I was late to
It's the principle of her being a lady and you just buying a lady a drink. That's
right. Nah, man. I get all that, but don't ask me to buy you a drink. Let me offer you to buy you a drink.
You were
going to offer anyway. Iced tea.
So, don't force me. So don't force me to.
You won't even go to get a meal. She couldn't even get a meal for you.
I put money in her pocket. I put money in her pocket from the time I had to walk into that place because I missed the time I was supposed to get there for free.
That money paid Jorge in the back for making the chicken fingers. That ain't
I'm sorry if Pico and him is pulling
don't
from your pocket.
Hey.
I'm sorry about that. That's not my concern. That is not my problem. That's not my problem. What I'm saying
is you buying a lady a drink, Fabe. That's it.
I say when you're faced with that, and hold on, honestly, when you're faced with that again, I would just, you should just let, I don't buy alcohol. I don't buy people drinks. You can just say that. I don't buy alcohol.
And society suggests that you're not supposed to. I get that. That's what society suggests. But what I'm saying is, if there is prior knowledge, if there's prior knowledge to the point that you are the proprietor of this establishment, why are you asking me to buy you a drink? That makes no sense. You are getting it for free. You just want the ego stroke and the boost of your estrogen. You want to wear your ovaries on the outside so much. You can make anybody buy you a drink. That's preposterous.
Well, how about this? What if you would have just offered and she said, no, I'm good. What if she just wanted you to offer? There's no difference.
Just help me.
Pause. We would have never got to that point because I would have never offered her a drink. It's just that simple because I know the thing is I know her type, and I know she's used to dudes doing stuff for her.
Okay.
and that's not.
Before we go, into the next segment of that question, because I know CeeLo has more. It's 10:47 p.m. We'll be right back, and then we'll wrap up this question, and then we'll wrap up the show. It's TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Dave, he says you're a cheap ass.
Yeah.
You see it, right?
Find a girl.
The crew, TM Hyman Radio. We here, still here. We got a couple minutes left. And I'm going to address that. Hold on, before you start. I heard your last question, okay? Now, you want to know what was I talking to her for? If you clean the sugar daddy out of your ear, you would have known that I said that she started talking to me when I was at the bar waiting for my drink. You would have heard me say that. You have no merit to your conversation right now. You have no merit to your point.
She's being devil's advocate, Sabe. You know that's her position all the time.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. But what I'm saying is you have no ground to stand on. It's buffoonery. If I just found out you own the joint, there's no way in hell that I'm buying you anything in this joint right now. No way. You're out of your mind.
All right. So say it was your spot, and you.
I'm pouring it up. If you spark conversation with me and you have a genuinely nice vibe, and I know you're not here to try to get hit.
If you do this every night, you're gonna go out of business in 6 months.
Nah, you got to understand, I'm going to have that under control. I'm not worried about that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I won't pour it up for you, because you ain't got that bite out. You ain't got that energy that I need to vibe off of. That's why your ass going to be on the sideline mad at the other chick that's getting me to pour her something for nothing.
I know that's
why
right.
You won't be over there. You won't be over there. Just what I got the money anyway.
Well,
even more of a devil's advocate, Sabe, someone said that you should just be supporting black business. It's not a point of her owning the business and you buying her a drink. It's you supporting black business.
Sugar daddy, clean it out your ear. I already said it. I supported her when I paid my money to go up in there and when I bought a couple drinks before I ended up having this conversation with her that time. I'm sorry.
Why you couldn't just buy one more?
Because you don't ask me. That's against the rules. You don't ask for help. You don't ask for that kind of shit. I'm sorry. You don't ask for that kind of stuff. You're supposed to let them enjoy the atmosphere so much that they want to contribute. You don't ask for that. You sound like you know, saying some kind of charity case. You don't know what you're doing, so you want to make sure that you make it. Nah. If you provide the right ambiance.
You're so crunk right now. How much did that damn drink cost?
For real.
It wasn't even a point of the drink. That was lightweight. It was a beer.
It was a beer
that I bought.
He don't care. He could have been 15 cents. He wouldn't have bought it.
If she was single, would it have mattered?
No.
No, absolutely not, because I'm not taking her home. I'm not doing nothing with her that night. It's asinine to do that. It's nothing coming out of the situation. I'm going home to my woman. There's nothing coming from this. If I was ever buy anybody a drink while I'm married or whatever, it's just out of the sheer love of my heart. You may have said something funny. You may have shared a joke at a certain time. There may have been a certain energy that was shared that was completely, you know, harmless and just pure energy. All right, boom, Mom, what you got? I'm saying I'm feeling good right now. I got enough to go around. What you want? Here, take a drink, and I'm out of here. You won't see me for the rest of the night. I'm not coming back to find out who you with or if another dude brought you nothing. Get out of here. Come on, man. Take this drink. What you drinking on, Mom? That was a funny joke that you said. What you drinking on? Here, take this. Get out of here. I'm going to holler at you later. That's simple. I'm not on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, but that's my point, you know, that if you're ever faced with that again, that's what you need to say is I don't buy drinks.
I don't owe her any explanation.
You own it, so I ain't
owe
her.
Dude, I asked her one question. I asked her one question, and she went 0 to 100. I asked her one question.
You may not have been the first person that ever responded to her like that.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you, hey, man, that's not my problem that you can't handle the truth. If you don't want the truth, don't ask me. I'm sorry, that's how I live my life.
Hey, we're back.
I'm not
going to
give you everything.
If I'm crazy when I tell the truth, then I'm
yes, because he's upset. She has taken him from 0 to 100, and he's actually.
It's not that I'm upset. It's just that I find it very hard to agree with her point.
Right.
And I'm just passionate about my response. That's
right.
All. There's no anger.
We agree to disagree. We do agree to disagree.
So. My brother from another mother, whatever.
Well, I ain't order like that. She ain't push no buttons. I'm passionate about my stance. That's all.
And we all are. So look, but we got to give these people something sexy to, like, get ready to try to get their sex deprivation thing out of the way. Like...
Tell them what you learned tonight. How about you do that?
Backshot, son. How about you do that?
I give you sunshine. Have learned that you're supposed to communicate like at least a couple times a day through text and do it nice and not aggressive like it's my homeboy. And
there you go.
And that's what I've learned for this evening. And backshot. Revolution and #revolution.
Secure.
The fact that it's a trending topic.
It's gonna save the world. Why not?
Secure.
Yo.
Probably already has.
Okay. Yo, we are coming to the close of the show, and we're also coming to the close of the month. We're about to start celebrating Black History Month, which we should do.
That's right.
Yeah. So every day, you know, and we're going to be coming with y'all with unknown, you know, facts that, you know, probably
TM Hyman Radio.com is coming. TM Hyman Radio Live TM Hyman Radio.com is coming.
That's right.
For for the new month, so get ready. Get ready to put some visuals to all this, what y'all be hearing. Y'all going to be able to see these folks. They are crazy.
Yes.
We're cute, okay, too.
I'm just misunderstood. I'm not crazy. I'm misunderstood. That's all it is.
I have, you know what? I have, guess what I've learned this week, though, that for real, every time I tell the truth, somebody calls me crazy. And I'm like, you know what?
I'm misunderstood.
What, you know, whatever.
Well, maybe you're misunderstood too, Boston. You're just misunderstood, mama.
I'm not misunderstood. I don't care if they're
Yeah. No, you are.
No, yeah, you are.
Sometimes
you are.
Sometimes it'd be hard for us. Sometimes it'd be hard for us to get there with you.
I don't misunderstand if you don't agree with me. I don't misunderstand it. I just know you don't.
you misunderstood from time to time. Trust me.
Oh, I can't.
I thought she was going to say, I'm not misunderstood. I'm like, okay, you are. You're just really crazy.
Yeah. We'll be back on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. We are that team, that crew, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. He is the General. I am Hot Chocolate. She is Madam CeeLo Boston. He is Save James. Madam, I already said Madam Boston. Sorry, so you got me crazy. Dee Dee Willingham, feel better, Dee Dee.
That's what you call it, you.
Toya, Nokia, the entity, while he's out there working hard with Drew Hill and Black Angel Down. We miss you, Papa. I'll come back soon. See you on Friday night.
Pull
us
your hair now, boo.
Get ready for tmhymanradio.com.
We're going to get this album. You know, whenever we link up.
Rosey.
They think you come from outer space or something. Let's get this money. Woo! Mastermind. ROC. Double MG. Jay, I got it. Four sacks for the heels, I'm a feet. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstar, fat boy, I need a 10-piece. Say I tell your name in the car star. Switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the Fordo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Switch your O-O from a new. Come a new, dumb like a dumb.